Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, and I'm going to be getting Pat Shannon on later this week or next week. I had some conflicts come up, so we're going to have open phones during this next hour, interspersed with all the different news and information. And then Gerald Celente is going to be joining us coming up in the third hour, and we'll open the phones up when Gerald is on. That's why I'm specifically getting him on the show. I was just getting into organic food and what's happening with Monsanto and Whole Foods and the rest of it. I'm going to recap that and get to the new news on this front in the next segment. And then I'm going to go to your phone calls. Also, a weekend Dallas earthquakes occur in fracking hotspot. That's now in KUT News. Also, the Associated Press. They've known for decades fracking can cause earthquakes. We're going to be going over some of that. Also, I want to get into State Department says Iran supports Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, but NATO supports the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. I mean that's just well known. That's just a fact that is going on and happening. And we are also going to get into the debates coming up tonight and get your takes on all of that. In fact, I'd like to hear from callers about, I mean, what do you do? Romney at least says he's against abortion. With Obama, he's openly saying free market's bad, business owners didn't build anything. But we know that Romney will just be a placeholder and will continue everything Obama did, but put conservatives back to sleep. Is there something to Obama getting back in and things just getting worse and worse as fast as possible? You know, the communists have always said that, but you know, that they like things to get bad so they can take over. Well, what about letting Obama stay in and just letting them try to use the re-education camps? Let them come after the guns. Let's just get this thing over with. Because let me tell you, when Mitt Romney gets in, sleepy time. You know, like Sleepy and the Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. That's what I'm talking about in a big, fat way. And so we're going to be breaking all of that down here on the worldwide transmission. I mentioned this yesterday. We want to get more to it today. 5 million volt cattle prod developed for crowd control, many times more powerful than a taser. And you know, tasers are causing deaths. That's on record. It just gets worse and worse and worse. We're just kind of like, oh yeah, he died. Cop shocked him. Yeah. Now if you just don't answer questions, courts have ruled they can taser you while in a hospital bed to give a urine sample. Don't believe me, just type in judge rules. You can be tasered to be made to answer questions. That's called tortured to answer questions because they don't call it that. They call it pain compliance. That makes it okay. That makes it no big deal. So we are going to continue to break all of that down. Like I said, though, I'm going to get to this big GMO news on the other side of the break. By the way, I don't want to announce it yet, but Rob Jacobson and Chris Alanis and the rest of the great crew have set up a really big guest Friday. I'll just leave that surprise for everybody until we have that guest on the transmission Friday. We will also continue with all of the other news on the other side of this quick break. U.S. jail may take Guantanamo men into it. Mob hijackings continue, police powerless. We own this now, the criminals say. The economic warfare against Iran having a big effect. But there is no war, we're told. That is all coming up today. And I'll give the number out when we come back. The phones aren't open yet, folks. And it's going to be first-time callers. We're going to do that again. Give first-time callers a chance to either get on air or maybe sit on hold for several hours. I'm joking. We will go to your phone calls coming up after I hit the GMO news in a concise, focused report on the other side of this quick break. I am Alex Jones. GCNLive.com is the radio network website. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this third day of October 2012. It is Wednesday. I am Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, if you're listening to us on a local AM or FM station, it is so important to tell your coworkers, your friends, your family, people at the grocery store, people at the bank, people on the street. Sometimes I roll down the window on my way to work at a red light and say, hey, I'm going to be on the radio in an hour. Tune into this station. And about half the time in Austin, they go, I know I'll be listening. But the point is, word of mouth is the most important form of advertising. And we're advertising truth and liberty and freedom. And if our 3 million listeners a day will just tell one more person every day to tune in, it's exponential. You can also tune in always to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the free audio streams. You can sign up for the free podcast. Over 600,000 people have. It's in the listen section. But AM and FMs are so important because we can really get a critical mass on those. I mean, so many cities, we end up getting number one ratings for stations, even small stations up against the big ones. But when we get on the big ones, oh, it's over. So please continue to spread the word. You can also watch the video feeds at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I want to go to your calls in this hour ahead of Gerald Celente joining us here today in the third hour. Gerald's one of the few guests I have on several times a month because he's so informative and also popular with the audience and popular with me. What you hear on the air is what I like to hear broken down, and I always find the way he breaks it down also entertaining. But I'm getting him on really so we'll have about 20 minutes of news, whatever he thinks hottest and most important, and then we'll take 40 minutes of your phone calls in the next hour. There's a bunch of other news that I want to be getting into on the economy. In fact, guys, I meant to get to it yesterday, and I didn't. It dovetails with today's economic news. Will you pull me out of the stack yesterday, the strata that is a big giant pile, in the strata of the economic pile? Thank you. It's just ridiculous how much news I read and study and then don't even cover one-tenth of it because there's so much. Let me hit this first, though. You know that, well, the statistics are there. Cancer is off the charts. Neurological disorders are off the charts. Diabetes is off the charts. The United States leads the world in lowered IQ, in obesity, in organ failure, in neurological disorders, in cancer, in endocrine failure, in illegal drug abuse, in legal drug abuse, in alcoholism. We even beat Russia now. You name it, the United States, with the other European countries behind it, in order, is absolutely burning to the ground spiritually, economically, physically. I mean, those numbers are there. People are like, where's the numbers? Just type in U.S. leads the world in cancer. It's all there. Type in U.S. leads the world in diabetes. U.S. leads the world. U.S. IQ dropping. That's not education, folks. That's physically people are dumb. Physically. I mean, farmers, the reports for decades of GMO crops killing their farm animals and they get off of it. The GMO crops are not just splicing two different squash species or two different corn species. They're not just doing that. They are taking other plants, other animals, insects, and firing them with gene guns into these. And now hundreds of GMO crops are coming out. The main 9 or 10 staples are GMO now. And the United States, again, they're always having this media spin where they're saying things like, oh, we're beating cancer. We have a higher survival rate. And they spin that like we're beating cancer. That'd be like if 1,000 people a day were being shot in your city. But they said, hey, let's not discuss why they're getting shot. We have a survival rate. We're getting so good at treating people who've been shot through the brain that more people are surviving now. You'd be like, yeah, but why are 1,000 people coming in here shot today? We're not worried about that. We're not even discussing that. No one wants to talk about that. Let's just talk about how we treat this. That said, everyone I know, including old people, family, who've never had allergies in their lives, have allergies off the charts. And what happens is you eat GMO, you eat bisphenol A, sodium fluoride, this cocktail. There's major studies out there on it. Just type in increased allergies linked to GMO, increased allergies linked to chemical additives. It's all there. And people breathe in the pollen that they normally wouldn't be allergic to, or they breathe in GMO pollen, because GMO is being planted everywhere where there are plants being grown. That stuff blows hundreds of miles. And then you have another autoimmune response because your body's saying, I don't recognize this. And then your body finally gives up and your immune system breaks down and then you get cancer because cancer is mainly viral. Later in life, when DNA has gotten broken down from radiation, from the sun, but also cell phones and things, then you start getting it just because of genetic malfunctions, but most of it is viral. Scientists know this since the 20s. And your body stops fighting it once it's been worn down. It fights, it fights, it fights, it fights, and it finally just gives up. Or you take anti-allergy medications that suppress your immune system, but it also suppresses everything else. It isn't just suppressing your problem with cedar or your problem with oak or your problem with hay fever or mold. Now it suppresses everything. And so it doesn't suppress the cancer, and you die. And that's a big part of it. You've heard all the countless scientists, researchers we've had on. I have been focused on this for 17 years. And it is a holocaust that's happening. Pediatric cancers, look it up. Some of them are over 10,000% up. There are hundreds of new cancers never before seen. I mean, we are being murdered. And then there's all these globalist textbooks written by the White House science czar, eco-science, and others, where they say in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, yeah, we're going to engineer stuff into the food and water and reduce population that way and reduce fertility and increase morbidity, reduce population. And now you're just seeing the warm-up as they slowly increase it and then just normalize that everybody's dying and getting sick. Where everybody's like, oh, well, yeah, yeah, hundreds and hundreds die a year from tasers killing them. What's the big deal? Lady talked back, she died. You kind of just get used to everybody dying from tasers. Or you get used to, you know, your neighbors. Yeah, both the neighbors got cancer. Yeah, his wife's 25. You know, she's got cancer. Yeah, well, we went to her funeral last week. Anyways, we got a tee up here in an hour. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going in. I got a lump. I'm going in next week. Oh, I got it too. And then you go be part of the jog to find the cure, never find the cause. Because they know humans are actually really tough. If we're not told by tribal leaders to be scared of something, we're not scared of a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Okay, we're not scared of, you know, the scariest thing we can imagine. If everybody acts like they're not scared, if everybody just shows courage, well, let's go fight it. See, humans are totally programmable. But if you teach people to be scared, oh my gosh, police see a Ron Paul sticker on average. They are shaking in fear that person's going to kill them if they pull them over because they were told the Ron Paul supporters want to kill them in the Homeland Security reports, even though statistically that's not true. It's all about the perception. So that said, now because of allergies, I told you this was coming. They're going to come out with, oh, since you're all sick, you all have these disorders now. Don't worry, they're going to come out with designer foods, designer drugs. For those of you, that was always the plan of Monsanto and others, is to take over where there is no longer any real viable non-GMO. Then everybody gets sick from it, and then they're a drug company. They then sell you the treatment for what they've given you. The ultimate business plan. And here it is. Genetically engineered cow makes anti-allergy milk. In China, New Zealand, other places, they're producing it. And it's human genes in the udders of the cows that produces a human milk, but it's part cow. Those cows are part human. Now zoological diseases can jump species between the two. Top scientist to warn. Here's London Guardian. GM cow designed to produce milk without an allergy-causing protein. Why are your allergies going way up, though? See, they give you the allergies, then they come out with something that'll supposedly fix it, which will cause other problems. But it takes so long to kill you. Takes so long to make you sick, it's why it's called soft kill. You die 20 years later, you don't know why, from complications from a cocktail of stuff. Genetically modified cow produces allergy-free milk. Research from study, Daisy could benefit infants allergic to specific protein. Continuing, scientists create GM cow to cut milk allergies. Scientists fret over FDA slowness on genetic altered animals. We're already eating cloned supplies of meat, folks. Franken scientists announced mutant GMO cows produce engineered milk from human babies. For human babies. Daily Mail. Scientists develop genetically modified cows to produce human breast milk. And it goes on and on. Scientists genetically modified cows produce human milk. They call it human. And they don't want it to be listed. They want to make you drink it with whatever they've backdoored engineered onto it from China. Chinese military was drinking it 5 years ago. I showed newscast here from China of it. Now, what do we have on that front? Oh, Obama. Just type in Obama White House only eats organic. George W. Bush was the same. They have an all-organic garden. The Obamas turned the White House organic. Michelle Obama enlarges the White House organic garden. There's all the headlines. Big stack of those, LA Times, you name it. And then here's Mother Jones with links to the Telegram and Gazette 2002 and a bunch of other articles where the Romneys gave profile interviews where he said all they eat is organic. But he's the king of Monsanto funding them and helping them get everything approved and ramming it through. And so is Obama. And then I have the articles here where the Chinese elite only eat organic, the British royalty only eats organic, the Dutch royalty only eats organic, the Monsanto factories, I got an article right here on that, they only eat in their cafeterias, Monsanto only eats organic.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into nine major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
It's the InfoWars radio transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're simulcasting video at InfoWarsNews.com. I've got a huge news blitz coming up that I've got to get to before Gerald Celente joins us, but I want to open the phones up for callers to break down their take on any of the news you'd like to talk about. First-time callers, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But again, if you're a new listener and you're driving down the road and you hear me claim that Mitt Romney and his wife are obsessed with only organic food, just search engine it and you'll see literally scores of articles where they've been profiled and reporters have been in their house and that's all they eat going back a decade or more than a decade. Just look at the richer the neighborhood. All you see is organic food stores. All you see is Whole Foods. And it's the same in China. It's the same in Europe. It's the same in Japan. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is a eugenics program. Now, the average rich person isn't aware of this, but they follow suit with the real insiders that are obsessed with only organic food. And it's come out that David Rockefeller, it's come out the British royalty. In TV shows, they're on. They have their own organic farms. They have chefs and aircraft that follow them with their purified water and their food. They are obsessed with it. Again, how do you kill wild animals you want to get rid of? You put poison in the food. Rats, they put poison in the food where it takes quite a bit of it to kill them, so they go off and die far away. Because if there's poison that kills rats right away and tastes bad, they won't eat it. It's got to build up. You want to kill a bunch of coyotes? You just poison a small water pool where they're drinking, and they'll come and drink it and die. This is what's being done to us. And don't believe me? Just type in Monsanto's cafeterias don't serve GMO. You'll get AP, CBC, BBC. I mean, I've got the stacks right here. So, again, I'm going to say this. You're told all day, don't be an extremist. It's in government FBI manuals that people that don't like GMO are extremist. But understand, the rich people all over the world, in China, the LA Times reported, they have their own. They have their own secret farms. And in fact, guys, let's just show people this. I remember the LA Times, I covered it a few months ago. In China, elite have secret organic farms or secret organic farms in China because they don't want the public even knowing this. They don't want the population to be aware of this. So again, I'm going to say it for new listeners. The elite will not eat GMO. It came out 3 years ago, 4 years ago, that they would not give the German military the H1N1 shot and that the shots that Merkel took on TV were, quote, special clean vaccines. In fact, people won't believe that if they're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, but I love to do this little game with listeners, radio listeners. Type in German elite take clean vaccines. That was the word, or take different vaccines. And then it came, turned out that all over Europe, special vaccines were sent to them. Oh, yeah, you better believe they were special. It's all just for show. They're not even taking them, ladies and gentlemen. So this is what it's all about. This is what social control is all about. This is what these control freaks are all about. And this is the final frontier of tyranny and takeover. And this is what it all comes down to with you and your family resisting this. So I beg you to research what I'm saying. I beg you to find out what's going on. Of course, Monsanto is at board meetings now and meeting with the FDA and others with the heads of Whole Foods. Of course, they keep starting SEC investigations against Whole Foods for no reason over petty stuff like the CEO on message boards talking bad about his competition. And that's standard. That's free speech. And I said in 2007, I said, this is the end of them. They're going to take them over. They're based right here in Austin. And sure enough, they started having the meeting 6 months after. They stopped all the SEC investigations at that point. And Monsanto, at those meetings, there's public record, basically read them the Riot Act. And now every week, more and more GMO, more and more. And they don't want it labeled. More and more brands that weren't GMO are now GMO. Here it is, swine flu vaccine safety. German politicians get safer swine flu vaccine. Click on that article. It's Time Magazine. See the first link in the article? First link in the article. First paragraph says an article in this week. Yeah, that right there. There it is. In Germany, better vaccine for politicians. Listen to me. You are out of your mind if you take any of these vaccines or eat any GMO. Okay? You want to die of cancer? Then do it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
So many of my listeners are still asking for the free Nitro Boost with their T-Gen. Let me break it down for you here. T-Gen is the new free testosterone booster from Chamonix. You know what boosting free testosterone will do for you. Increased desire, libido, and better results when you exercise. But men now know that nitric oxide is also essential for improved performance and enhanced sexual function. And that's what Nitro Boost does. So back by popular demand, when you order T-Gen now, you will get 2 free bottles of Nitro Boost with your order. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Mention this radio station and get a free upgrade to priority shipping. Increase your sexual desire, muscle growth with exercise, and add Nitro Boost for a new level of satisfaction, and right now, it's free. Order T-Gen and get 2 bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free. And as always, you get the Chamonix 90-day money-back guarantee. Call now, 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's mind control. Mind control. Corruption of your thoughts. Destruction of your soul. Mind control.
Okay, I'm going to go to your phone calls here.
Mind control.
But if you love your family, ladies and gentlemen, you better think twice about what you're eating and drinking and what you're giving your children. I mean, I go to these children's stores, and you look at the formula they're feeding children. We've done breakdowns of this on air with Mike Adams, and 70-plus percent is corn syrup, or it'll be 45% corn syrup and then 20% sugar and then 15% this type of sugar, and it's over 70% sugar. And then you read what mammals are supposed to drink, and only a smaller portion is supposed to be natural mother sugar, the rest of it protein and things. I mean, no wonder brains are smaller now. No wonder IQs are lower. Look it up. North American IQs are dropping. IQs, the CC size of the brain. People are dumb for a reason. And it just upsets me to know they're shooting kids up everywhere with these vaccines. And the Canadian government had to admit, oh, yeah, if you took the H1N1 shot, it doubles your chances of getting the flu, and it destroys your immune system. And then there was a Russian study saying the same thing, and then a U.S.-based study. I mean, these are like major, major medical publications. The crazy thing is it's all admitted. The federal government, it came out a few months ago, 3 months after Fukushima, tuna, yellowfin tuna, had already reached the San Diego area, and they were caught, and the feds were there testing it, but then didn't tell people that it had high levels of radiation. Because a big tuna is at the top of the food chain. It's eating all little fish. It's bioaccumulating, and then you're eating it. I've told the story about my wife, and we're going to your calls. She was in Europe, living in Europe as a child, I guess slash young teenager or whatever, as teenager, when Chernobyl happened. And they remember getting powdered milk and food from the U.S. for more than 6 months, and it was on the news. She was, I guess, in Italy at the time. Do not eat anything grown, surface grown in Europe. Do not drink milk, because surface grown food like lettuce and things like that, beans, corn, whatever the case is, and milk, because cows are eating grass, it's raining down. It's bioaccumulating. It builds up and is secreted because the body's trying to get rid of it, and then you drink it. Nowadays, I've had Dr. Busby and others on. Within a few months, it was 10 times more radiation coming into the U.S. than what Chernobyl was doing. And they're just like, hey, we're raising the level and saying it's safe. The elite are nuts. They've started smoking their own dope. Well, they think they can avoid all this just by eating at Whole Foods. They think they can avoid this just by having their own gardens and farms. It's spreading into everything. It's the old Bible saying of, you know, don't dig a pit for someone else because you're going to be the one that falls into it, to butcher the quote. The wicked flee when none pursue. They're fleeing from the poor people they want to kill, and then they end up running off the cliff themselves. I mean, I just hope our species can make it. All right, I'm done ranting. I like to win-win, support our broadcast, and also protect yourself. The best gravity-fed filters out there, what I use for my family, is ProPure, and we have it already at the lowest price anywhere at InfoWarsStore.com. But if you use the promo code WATER at checkout, you get 10% off. No one can beat that deal. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the live straws, all of it. We've got the Mitophilon, incredible seaweed from off the coast of New Zealand where the radiation isn't making it. One of the few places in the world there in that hemisphere. I talked to all the experts and said, this is the detoxer right here. This will help get the heavy metals and radiation out of you. And it's what I and my children are taking, Mitophilon, discounted with free citizen rule book at InfoWarsStore.com, or link through at InfoWars.com, or call 888-253-3139. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to George in FEMA Region 1. Sorry, we're not in states anymore. What is FEMA Region 1? Is that up in Maine? Where are you calling from?
Connecticut. That's actually all of New England.
Yeah, sure. I was just guessing that it might be. So you're calling from Connecticut. That's in southern FEMA Region 1, formerly Connecticut. Good to have you on with us.
Alex, thank you for everything you do. I'm calling in today to bring to your audience attention a couple of independent films that I feel are relevant to current events. The first film is Title Compliance. More or less a clear representation of the training that our entire society is going through, and you talked about it earlier. The second film is a Spanish-language film titled Miss Bala, as in bullet in Spanish. That movie more or less accurately depicts the hellhole that life in northern Mexico has become. Pretty much the whole entire population is, you know, has been taken hostage with that war between the Mexican government and, of course, the drug cartels. Of course.
And then in between the two of them working together, they crush the people in the middle.
Pretty much. I mean, I'm just, you know, get one of your guys to look at it, review it, and it's pretty, pretty accurate. You don't know who the good guy is.
Powerful. I want to see both those. I wish I could speak Spanish, but I can watch the subtitles. What else is on your mind today, sir? What do you make of my breakdown of the elite won't take the vaccines, won't do the GMO? They even tell newspapers this, but then they want to make us eat it. I mean, how obvious does it get? They avoid it like the plague, but then the police manuals say if you don't like GMO, you're an extremist.
Approximately 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with diabetes, believe it or not, type 2. So what we did is we just, you know, reevaluated everything, and I started eating natural. They got me a medicine, and literally the medicine got me sicker. I literally stopped taking it and avoid the sugars, avoid the processed foods, and literally my blood level has gone down to normal. Now, granted, I don't believe that I am cured, but I believe that if I watch what I eat, I should be okay.
Well, that's right. What's the number with Hispanics? I know overall type 2, last number I saw was up over 3,000%. But I was seeing a number just a few months ago where within 10 years, they say half of Hispanics will have type 2 diabetes.
Probably. I believe that half of us already do. But the thing is that, you know, it's not diagnosed. And
well, you know all that's race specific. I mean, that's why some African countries, half the women have HIV. And then people say, well, wait, HIV isn't killing all these rich people in the U.S. who have it. That's because HIV is the cover virus for other bioweapons they're releasing. But they've proven that the HIV virus cannot couple with the Northern Europeans' T lymphocytes. They're not the receptors. It's designed to kill people of color. And again, we just it's like, oh, it's just a rumor, even though top scientists have come out about this. Even though the UN's been caught injecting people in Africa with hepatitis, with HIV, with polio, it doesn't matter. We're still supposed to trust them. I mean, everybody knows Western governments have been caught shooting people up with deadly things on purpose. So why do we let them shoot us up with anything? I mean, isn't that just common sense?
Pretty much. I mean, and now that you mention it, you know, it's... Well, let's put it this way. The people in Latin America, yes, there is a percentage of people who do have diabetes, but it's not as bad as here. Or maybe they're not diagnosing it over there. Who knows?
Well, here's the deal. Mexico doesn't have as much GMO, but as you know, in some areas, half the diet is the thousands of varieties of corn that originate in southern Mexico. And they have every corn variety has now been infected with just one type of Monsanto corn. So, again, these are bioweapons, you can't deny it, designed to take everything over. See, plants, and I appreciate your call for those that don't know, they don't have one daddy and one mommy. You can have hundreds of genetic types going in to a plant and then expressing their genetics. That's why Monsanto can plant its canola, its soybeans, its corn right next to you. Then they go in and trespass, pull up your corn, pull up your canola, go test it. And if less than 1% of their genetics is in your plant, that you have a record, you bought the seeds, it's clearly not theirs, and it's not 100%, it's not even 1% theirs, the courts then rule you infringed on them. Now, that'd be like, use a terrible analogy, it'd be like if you came into my living room and defecated all over the coffee table and then called the police. And the police came and they said, hey, Mr. Jones is trespassing on me. I defecated on his table. And the police said, get up against the wall, Jones, you're going to jail. Because he defecated on your table. I mean, I'm saying that to get your attention. It'd be more like if somebody came to your house and put 10-foot cobras, king cobras, in your bedroom. And then they bit you and your wife and you're dying. And the guy that did it calls the cops and the cops show up and goes, I put king cobras in their bedroom and they bit them and they're killing them. I want them arrested. They trespassed. And the cops are like, absolutely, absolutely. And the cops slap you in irons as you're dying and take you to jail for the king cobras biting you because you infringed on them. They infect you and then they literally ran all the key judges. Because they have one federal court that decides these cases in St. Louis, and it's their guy, and then they have the head of the EPA, the head of the FDA. They have their people everywhere, but the head of the FDA, and then they just rule. They just rule. They rule. They rule. You got the head of Whole Foods not playing ball with them? Boom, hit him with SEC. Call him into a meeting months after. I said, SEC just hit him for no reason. You watch, they're going to roll over. They use the SEC. Mark Cuban wanted to put out a film I was producing. SEC called him up and emailed him. I remember hearing about it going, really? And then later it was in the New York Times. And the New York Times was like, is it wrong that the Bush administration called Mark Cuban and said, if you put out that 9/11 film, we'll have you arrested? And then there was a copy of the email. They were so arrogant, they emailed him. We're going to put you in prison. And again, Mark Cuban had done nothing. He'd sold some stock in one of his company, wasn't even $1 million of it. They said, well, you're the owner of the company. You had knowledge of something. We're going to. But you know, the Mackey, the head of Whole Foods, Mackey had just gone on a message board and talked down his competition. I mean, that's just standard fare. Oh, they were going to put him in jail. And I said, watch, they're going to take over. He'll meet with Monsanto. Boom. 2 months, three months later, met with him. It's all over. I've experienced how this works. You know how surreal it is to be sitting at Charlie Sheen's house? And, we just got bad word. We got to talk to Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban, they're on the phone sitting there talking about me. He hangs up and he's like, yeah, Mark Cuban says he just got threatened by the Bush people. They called him. I didn't know there was an email, too, and said, you do this, you're going to go to jail. We'll find something in your stock portfolio. It was a guy worth like $3 billion at the time. I don't know what he's worth now. And I was like, really? Mark Cuban? If you're over at Charlie Sheen's house, it's like, you know, professional basketball player shows up, movie stars show up. You go to a party down the street with his wife, and it's, you know, at an NBA star's house. I mean, it's bizarre. I mean, it's just an other world in those neighborhoods. You know, you're out front of the house, and there's Vanna White walking her dog. And I'm not throwing out names here. It's just, I mean, I've experienced this is how I've learned this. Oh, they're going to put me in jail if I put this out. So I'm done. And then they told Cuban, they go, we don't care if you drop it. You're still going to jail. Cuban beat that SEC investigation. It's like a crooked toenail thing. Dirt under his fingernails. He did nothing, like Martha Stewart. And they're still going after him 5 years later. 5 years later. It's by the grace of God I'm still alive. It is because of your prayers, folks. I want people to understand how real this is, okay? I want you to understand how real this is. I had just experienced that with Charlie Sheen when I saw the thing with the head of Whole Foods. I know how they work. And now we've reverse engineered the whole deal. So I don't even really blame Whole Foods. They got taken over. We just have to now support. I mean, is this the end of Whole Foods? We have to now support other places and vote with our dollars. We're in a war with these people. Let's go ahead and go to more calls. Nicole in North Carolina, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
Wonderful. I actually wanted to get your opinion and your gut feeling on when you think the financial collapse may happen. I know Mike Kaiser keeps saying April 2013, but you know, me personally, I just feel like something sooner is going to happen. And I just wanted to see what your opinion was and maybe what Gerald Valente's opinion was.
Sure. Let me say this about Max. Max is really smart. He really did invent some of the basic virtual trading stuff used in all the markets now. He was a top stockbroker that worked with George Soros' son at the top firm. I mean, he's a smart guy. I know he's listening right now. But he was wrong about silver going to 500. And I disagree with him at the time. I said, they got a lot of tricks up their sleeves. But now they are being caught being short, and silver's going back up. And if it ever does break out, it probably will go to 500. That's what a lot of experts say it should really be at for 1970s inflation numbers, if you go from 1970 forward. So Max is right about 95% of the time, he's right about stuff that I just think is wild. So I'm not poo-pooing Max. I'm sitting around my wife around the coffee table going, well, Max has been wrong before. I hope he's wrong this time. But it's in the cards. It's a very good chance what he's saying will happen. And government is running around like it's about to happen. They've never run around like this before. They've never been digging in. They've never been running around like chickens with their heads cut off like this. I've never had law enforcement sources saying October, November, all Hades is going to break loose. But that could be hype. They're being fed as well. Listen, I got a lot of family who can hardly get to work because of how much gas is. Most places I used to go eat have closed. I live in the wealthiest city in the country per capita. You know, the best. I live in Boomtown, USA, Austin, Texas. Number one place to live. Forbes, Money Magazine, you name it. Number one. New York Times, they all say Austin, Texas. And the economy's rough here because there's also inflation. I've tried to raise more money, do more things so I can pay my employees a livable wage, my crew. And even though my crew's probably paid double on average what they were 5, 6, 7 years ago, many of them, you know, it's not what it used to be because things are falling apart. So we're already, listen, a depression is 3/4 of continued non-growth. That's going into a depressionary slump. There's a few other factors involved. We were in a depression 3.5 years ago, according to every mainline metric. So, but it's such an organized depression where the elites are getting unlimited trillions. And then the general public's not getting any of that largesse, so there's not a ton of inflation because it's only in luxury items. So it's a very complex issue, but it's also simple at the same time. So Look, people are saying, Alex, where's the war with Iran you talked about? I've got C-SPAN. I've got the media saying there is a war in Iran. There are proxy wars in Iran. There are proxy wars in Libya, Syria, all over the Middle East, all over the world. There are proxy wars now. In fact, here it is. White House widening covert war in North America. Excuse me, because that's a Freudian slip. They're attacking us here as well. White House widening covert war in North Africa. And what's their excuse? They say Al-Qaeda's there. I appreciate your call. Who did they put in to North Africa, into the Middle East, into Central Asia? Al-Qaeda. Who do they run? The CFR 2 months ago said, yeah, we run Al-Qaeda. We need Al-Qaeda. But because they haven't told us we're in a depression, the average person says, when is it coming? Because they haven't told us enough, I guess, that there's giant proxy wars with hundreds of thousands of people dying. There's hundreds of thousands dead in these proxy wars in Afghanistan, in Libya, in Syria, in Iran, in Pakistan, in Sudan. Hundreds of thousands dead the last few years. I mean, that's a big, big, fat war. That's a big, fat, hot war. But it's not on Dancing with the Stars. So people are like, huh, what's going on? I don't know anything about a war.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
What's going on is pretty simple. You got a lot of evil people who've gotten in positions of power And they figured out ways to steal money off the public, and that destroys prosperity. So they've just codified Agenda 21 as a political system that dresses up the implosion of society as if it's a political movement and a good thing. So they can act like, look what we're building as we wreck things. We planned this. So it's really a delusion within a fraud. Really, they just can only steal and dumb people down and poison everybody and then give them some treatment for it. And that's what we're fighting. And we've got to get people out of their comfort zone, out of their trance, and upset about what's happening. And it's starting to happen. That's why the globalists are getting ready to start big wars and try to accelerate the collapse. I mean, they're already collapsing Europe. I mean, some areas of Europe have 50% unemployment, places like Spain below 30. They're burning down grocery stores all over the place. I mean, look at Greece. Look at Ireland's going down. Look at Chicago. Look at L.A. I mean, it's hellish. It's here. You've got the haves and the have-nots, and there's less and less haves. And it's by design. It's very scary. So the lady's asking, when does the collapse happen? And it started happening a long time ago. I mean, we've gone back to 1960s levels of wealth. We've lost 40-plus years of wealth in just the last 4 years. The Federal Reserve admits that we've lost 40 years of wealth generation. They sucked it out, though, to make us poor because they want to control us. It's called feudalism. It's called siege. It's called domestication. I mean, you know, the old they had a HBO special about pimps, I was told about. I found the clip online, and this prostitute's been hit by a car. She's in there all with a body cast on. And the mother's in there with her, and the pimp comes in, and she goes, oh, baby, baby, I'm going to get you the money. I'm going to get back on the street right now, baby. I'm going to do everything for you right now, sweetie. I'm going to do everything I can for you. He's like, you better get out there, baby. You better get out there and do it for me right now. She's like, I will, baby, I will. And the mother looks at him and said, what have you done to my baby? What have you done to my daughter? And they ask the pimp, they go, what do you pay her? What percentage? He goes, I give her nothing. He goes, she's lucky if I don't beat her. He goes, she's lucky if I give her some fried chicken. He just looks at the mother and she just grovels when the mother should have just physically attacked him right there. But I mean, this is how women are on average. You know, girls like the bad guy, at least a lot of the modern women. They mistake a bad guy for a tough guy a lot of times. And that's how you pick up the most gorgeous women, is you go up, make a joke at them or insult them. It's over. You know, she's going home with you tonight. And you treat women good, they're going to treat you bad. And that's how it is. You don't treat women good. You treat women bad. I refuse to treat women bad. I just ignore them when they play their games. See, women are the weaker of the sex. They try to dominate the male. It's cave politics. But I don't want to get off into this. And it's not all women. But the way women have been programmed, 80% of advertising targets women because women make the decisions. So in a feminist system, you don't have women in charge. You have dumbed down women who are clients of the government who run around henpecking men all day and who think a hatred of men is going to empower them. So as a society, we've been pimped. All of us are like women to the state. We've been taught to just do what the pimp says. I don't know how I got off into this discussion. You know, my point is that government's here to break us. They're here to pimp us. They're running pimp game on us. And I'm not here to be pimped. So I'm going to treat the government bad. And I'm going to let them know they're not uppity. They're not my boss. They're not my, you know. I mean, I'm telling the pimp who's trying to run game on me. I'm like, listen, pimp, go ahead and throw the first punch. I'm going to break your neck. How's that sound, pimp? I'm going to ram that grill down your throat. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.